Hello, folks. I'd like to apologize for the lack of a ping beforehand. It's been a bit of a hectic day this week. If you're still signed up to the Office Hours role, looking for those pings as things come in, you can expect them regularly there. They will be there next week, I do promise. If you're looking to, of course, ask us questions, me and Veer, for the next 30 minutes about moderation team, the guidelines, and the mentor program more broadly, I'd encourage you to head up to the Office Hours forum, where you can find a thread with today's date, where we're collecting questions. There appears to be two of them.
I'm sorry, I was, creating it in tandem with you.
I have obliterated mine, leaving Veer's. Once again, if you're looking to find the Office Hours thread, just head into the Office Hours forum channel north of the stage here, where you'll find a thread titled Moderation Office Hours with Today's Date, made by one indubitable Veer. That's where we're going to be collecting questions on anything you'd like to ask us, of course, again, about moderation team, the mentor program, the guidelines more broadly, or, of course, Resonite as a whole. Occasionally, if you ask us things that are outside of our wheelhouse, we will give the best answer we can, but then point you perhaps in the direction of a better source for that information.
Also, am I coming in loud and clear?
Yep.
Cool. Oh, just clear and loud. Give me a moment. I'm going to reconfigure. All right. How's that? Gotcha. I didn't do anything. I knew you were messing with me. Electronus. I hope everyone's doing okay.
Looks like it's a fairly quiet start to the Sunday, which is not bad. As I always like to reiterate whenever we find ourselves in this situation, me and Veer are effectively just here as an open door policy. We like to give you the opportunity to come in and yell at us on a weekly basis in case anything crazy is happening inside of the community. We will always be here for 30 minutes, even if it's pretty quiet.
Indeed.
With that in mind, I hope you're all having a fantastic weekend and a good week previously. Questions? Renorals? Asks, if someone wanted to host a large-scale event in Resonite, what would the moderation impact be? Should such a person preemptively contact the moderation team? So if you wanted to host a very large event inside of Resonite, you're certainly welcome to reach out to the business team if you wanted to engage with the platform in an official partnered capacity, and the moderation might get involved in that regard. If you're looking to hire on staff, for instance, to assist your event formally. On the other hand, if it's not at that level, you're just looking to host a big but private event, not partnered in any official capacity, you're certainly welcome to send us through the ticket system under general inquiries as the help topic, a heads up that it's coming down the line, but we're pretty good in terms of scaling up in response to that stuff. There's certainly no obligation to reach out and let us know that there's going to be a fun little event coming down the line, but well, you'll make friends with the mod team if you give us a heads up, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Dead quiet today, so I guess I'll continue to say, I hope your event goes well, if you have one planned in the future. I do think the platform is pretty ideal these days for hosting those sorts of social events. Of course, from a moderation perspective, if we can shamelessly segue back to the topic of the Office Hours, we always want to give you more tools in the future to better manage those events. We've got a decent kit now in terms of session moderation tools and, of course, user blocking. But in the future, we do hope to get things like a hard permissions update, which will allow you to have a more fine-grained control over what individual users or different ranks of users, for instance, could do inside of your session. Electronus immediately takes it away from the moderation topic again. Thank you. I'm super excited for the data model rework and the process-based worlds. Sounds like a huge boost with those and what they will allow. Yes. While me and Veer, unfortunately, I think we just say unga and occasionally bunga and we just hit things with rocks, so we're probably not the most ideal people to explain changes to the data model rework and process-based worlds. It is also something that seems very exciting to us.
Oh, thank you. I needed that. An in-depth look on how we handle things.
Look, sometimes all moderation needs to do to solve problem is hit problem with rock. It's well suited to us. I know we're perhaps not the most refined individuals of the community, but yes, you can maybe get more details on that and what it's going to look like by going to Probable Prime's Office Hours if you wanted to dig into that, or of course, a potential other Office Hours coming down the line. That vague non-announcement in mind, if you would like to know what other Office Hours might arrive down the line, I would encourage you to head up to the Welcome and Links channel at the very top of this Discord, or rather the Getting Started channel, where you can find the Office Hours role by reacting into the little office building, because we apparently run on visual puns.
Yeah, I heard they know how to make fire over there.
Neon says, a certain unnamed VR game updated their TOS to include that you are green to have your public and private sessions monitored, audio or video, for moderation reasons. Is there any assurances you can give the community that this kind of privacy-invasive moderation technique would never be approved or implemented into Resonite? Well, it certainly doesn't follow our philosophy. I'm always happy to elaborate on this. What we want to do as a moderation team is essentially run ourselves out of a job. Our goal when it comes to adding additional features, the moderation tools you have right now and the ones we've planned for the future, is to give you as much control over both your own user experience and then an even higher degree of control over sessions you are running. We want to give you the tools to deal with essentially all of the problems you might encounter with other users inside of Resonite without needing to talk to us. The point behind this is, of course, session moderation tools right now, of course, user blocking right now, allowing you to both control your sessions, remove troublemakers, and if you're in someone else's session, so you can't control the troublemakers, perhaps block them if there's a person that's causing you an issue. In the future, we want to give you, as I elaborated on a little bit earlier, things like hard permissions to give you those fine-grained controls on people coming in, say, for different sets of guests in a large event, or, of course, content tagging systems. That is generally the philosophy we're going to go for. Rather than giving moderation ever more powerful abilities to spy on you, we want to give you ever more powerful abilities to render us irrelevant. I don't imagine we will succeed ever in making you have such a robust kit that moderation as a team is no longer needed, but that is the goal. That's the philosophy for how we make our requests and plan our tools.
Indeed. Also, Electronus's input is pretty good as well. About like maybe a shadow play type feature in the future. We would have to have a large amount of communication with the community, though, before we started actually implementing anything like that, just to make sure that everyone knows what's going on with it. This isn't something we've discussed at length, so it's not exactly a planned feature or anything. Just want to make that very clear, but it's a cool idea.
Thank you. Johnson with good afternoon, just popping in. Are there any general announcements or PSAs that we need to discuss? And no, none for today. It's a pretty quiet weekend so far. He continues with, regarding moderation and safeguarding, if there's a concern that a user might be self-harming or engaging in harmful behavior, should this be reported? As this is a sensitive topic, has come up multiple times in the past, and I'm not a therapist, and most of the time these discussions just feel painful to have with the users in question. We certainly encourage you to reach out and report that if you encounter that behavior. We are, of course, I will admit, a moderation team for a video game. We're pretty limited in the resources we have to assist in this regard. We're going to be providing you with the sort of basic information you could identify just a few Google searches when it comes to the information you can pass on to that user, who you could talk to, who they could talk to. But if you're ever confused about what you could provide in that situation, reach out to us. We'll give you those resources.
I do also just want to point out, there seems to be some hesitancy in regards to reaching out to moderation. Like, let's say in this particular topic here, please never hesitate to reach out to us. We will do what we can. And this goes for just like even more basic moderation concerns. You can always send us a ticket as a, you know, just a general inquiry style ticket. We will do our best to give you the best answer possible. You're not giving us more work. I've heard that common issue. You're giving us purpose. If we can help you out, then we're doing our job. If we can't help you out, then we're not able to do our job. And the only reason we can't help you is usually because we're not getting tickets. So please send them in. Kierdren states, the method to contact moderation team should be placed in the menu, possibly in settings, so that people who don't ever think they would need it and have missed how to contact you once needed can find it quickly. I'm in full agreement. I wouldn't actually even put it in the settings. I'd want it to be a little bit more visible on the dash, personally. But yeah, this is something that we've been talking about for quite some time. And I believe at this point is a planned feature.
Yes, moderation has a whole list of asks of things where we're very interested in seeing show up in the game. Obviously, our priorities are not necessarily the ones that come first all the time. Moderation is important, but there's a lot of people out there making a lot of requests. That, though, is certainly something near and dear to our hearts, and will be something we'll keep pushing for until it shows up in game.
Yes. Kierdren adds, to further expound, which you probably already have thought of, it would be amazing if we... It would be amazing to be able to hit a button and either text or voice record something and send it to the moderation's inbox. Indeed, I would actually like you guys to be able to fill out a moderation report right within the game, not necessarily taking you to the moderation website. Now, this does come with kind of a caveat. We might not always get all of the information we need from an initial ticket, especially one that's, let's say, filled out via voice. But we do want to add as many accessibility options as we can with moderation.
Dev dive moment. It's unfortunate. When Resonite was in alpha, that was when the blocking system was implemented and worked on. It meant that, while that was very cool, and we got that in before Resonite stood up, you didn't get to see the process behind the development and implementation of the blocking system. What happened at the time was essentially a very, 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 very early rough draft, which I do refer to the entire system these days, but just thrown in to allow a lot of community feedback to come back and shape how it was going to look, how it was going to function, how it should operate. And that's certainly the sort of thing we want to see happen with a lot of these other features. When the day comes, when we're bringing a reporting feature into the platform itself, you can sort of anticipate the same thing, where we get, maybe not immediately implemented, but at least a draft of what it could look like, and then a lot of rounds of community feedback for how we could improve it, what people would find useful to them, what people would just never engage with. I have to remember, at least in regards to most of the moderation tools that we're going to hand to the people, it's fundamentally something we want to give you. We're trying to make a new tool for you. So the way you want it to look matters enormously to us. What works for you matters enormously to us. We have to collect that feedback to make it effective.
Indeed. And yeah, I can agree with Linka. It is kind of difficult sometimes to take the headset off, and then you start wondering, is it worth it? Did I actually witness what I witnessed, et cetera? So yeah, I would agree. Also following that up with what Kira is saying, voice is important for at least the first contact. You know what? I am actually going to fully agree to that because, if you are given the ability to, say, voice record a document in response to something, that's probably when it's most fresh in your memory. So I feel like that would actually be very helpful.
We will occasionally, I'm certain, get individuals whose accents I will refer to as charmingly robust. That might make it slightly difficult to understand reports, but this is still ultimately a good thing. It gets that point of connection between the person making the report and the moderation team reviewing it. We want the ability to reach back out to you for more information. And if we have to politely request that the additional information arrives in text, that's still not a bad thing. Linka says, my only thought is GDPR concerns over storing voice data of users and changing the guidelines to accommodate that and clearly express it's for moderation use case. I am not a lawyer. I'm not 100% certain how the GDPR regulation would engage with voice data differently, if it would, from PII, but it's certainly something we'd have to pass by the legal team before we implemented it.
And Kierdran states, yes, but the barrier is the first contact. Once that's made, then a lot of the anxiety has been spent. That is true. There's already context for further communication that has been set forth by the person sending in the report. So that probably would make things a little bit easier, at least on that end, for that user to continue the conversation. Greases the wheels. I'm now noticing we have 8 minutes left of today's office hours.
And it still has been a relatively quiet day, but I'd like to thank the people who came out for providing the questions they did. I was happy to see people come and engage with us.
Yeah.
Since we have talked about features in a broad sense, I do want to reemphasize, as we often do here, if you have feature requests and you go to the GitHub and you don't see it there, no matter how common sense that feature is, always feel free to throw in that feature request. At the very least, it gives people a place who are similarly interested in that showing up to consolidate, upvote, and express their shared interest in it. That can sometimes change our priorities for what's going to be worked on next. Kira continues to comment, when people have been hit by an event, it's sometimes impossible to switch their mind into analytical mode, which is needed to fill out forms in a structured environment. And yeah, as I think we've covered here, just having that one point of contact is really, really valuable in that regard. Even if all we get is a person expressing, with very few details, some voice message that something went wrong involving X other user, that gives us a point of contact. We can reach out to that person that day. They don't need to reply immediately. Perhaps they reply in whatever mechanism is most comfortable to them a day or two later. That's fine. That at least allows the conversation to occur.
Electronus states, my big thing I've seen is people repeatedly have moderation issues and just don't report at all for a variety of reasons. No idea how you could even start to approach that issue. Yeah, that's a difficult one to approach because there's not generally a good written reason why people do this. I have a feeling it could be previous experience with moderation in other platforms, other, let's say, even websites, forums, etc. Sometimes moderation might not necessarily be that, snappy at responding. However, we try to make that very different and clearly different here on our platform. We try to get to our tickets and respond to them as fast as possible.
And more broadly, I think this is part of what informs the philosophy of what we're doing tool-wise that I mentioned earlier. There are some people who just won't engage with moderation for whatever their reasons. And providing them additional tools to still be able to handle those situations without coming to us seems like a valuable way to target those behaviors, those issues that those users are encountering. Even if they won't come to us for harassment, we can give them more robust blocking systems so that the harassment might stop. If people come into their sessions they don't engage with, we can give you ever better control over your sessions and the types of users coming in and the permissions people have inside of it. If there's certain types of content that they have problems with, we want to give you systems so that you can be able to identify types of content and curate your user experience. These things all reduce the need to engage with moderation, thus reducing the problem of people who don't want to.
Linka brings up a good point. Lots of users have anxiety issues approaching moderation, and the stigma of bots looking at the tickets and previous experience on other platforms as reporting something can be abused using automation systems. Yep, that's one of those things that we try to preach here as well frequently, that none of our system is automated. Nothing is automated as far as decision making. Every ticket is responded to by a human being, looked at by a human being, and actioned by a human being. So if you can spread the word on that, please do, especially if someone has that particular concern. It doesn't happen here.
Remember, we have no robots in the moderation team. Not even Turk. He is a cyborg.
I am also just going to throw this in. There is also, generally speaking, a large amount of people who have a fear of what they perceive to be authority figures. Though that's not necessarily the image or feel that we're trying to put out. We're trying to put out that we're protecting our users here. Not necessarily that we are authority figures. I mean, sure, we do police the guidelines, but we're not doing so in... Oh, sorry. What was that? Sorry about that, guys. Something started playing in the background. But we're not trying to be perceived necessarily as authority figures, just that we are here to help you. Electronus brings a good point. You have to be an authority to be an effective moderator. That is true, but still, we are here to help you.
But again, as we've gone over there are a bunch of reasons, many valid, many personal, for why folks might not want to talk to moderation. And that's why we want to generally just, as I keep saying, add features until we've kicked ourselves out of our own job. At that point, those folks will still have options to deal with many of the problems they encounter on platform. The internet is a wild place, and there are certainly... we'll never be able to get rid of all the behaviors that people might need moderation for, but we can give you something to deal with it on your own, hopefully.
Afdon asks... So will there be a role in this Discord for mentors so that new users know who to contact for mentor-related issues and stuff? That decision hasn't quite been made yet, so stay tuned, and eventually I'll be able to put an answer to that question. I see that there are a couple people still typing, so we'll answer their questions when they come up, but it is now 4:30 EST, and that means that we've reached the end of our office hours period. Rhino Rules states, was driving, couldn't type. Any planned large-scale event I might be involved with is, at this point, purely a sky-in-the-pie concept. Many things would need to be done before, including building the events world. Gotcha. But yeah, if you ever wanted to host an event like that and you let us know, that'd be awesome. Kierdren, nice to see you as well, and thank you for your questions.
All right, there's one person typing. Me and Beer are both intently staring at that chat.
You know it.
Stop typing. We scared them away. Now they're back. No. All right, we're good. We're good.
Okay, cool.
As usual, I'll begin the end spiel. If you're typing a question right now, please continue to type that question. We'd be happy to answer it. If you've not started typing that question right now, please hold on to it for next week. We will always be back for another half hour every Sunday. Same bad time, same bad channel. I am very sorry, April, for anything we did to derail the train of thought. Electronus, no. Thank you all for coming one more time. I hope you have a fantastic remaining Sunday and the week that follows.
Yep. We'll catch you guys next week. Same time, same place.